Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were talking about the din of ma'aseh tzitzis lishma, and we spoke about get lishma, and we spoke about mila lishma, and we concluded our last shiur by asking the following question. If it's true, like Reb Chaim HaLevi says, that ladas harambam goyim are mufka from lishma, then how on earth can they do a bris mila? Right, the Rambam says that you don't need lishma for tzitzis, and you have a special pasuk lafukei goy, and it must be that from the fact that you need a pasuk lafukei goy, it must be that you don't need lishma, because otherwise we wouldn't need a pasuk lafukei goy, because they're mufka from lishma. From the fact that you need a pasuk, it must be that you don't need lishma by tzitzis. But with that assumption of Reb Chaim, then how are Avodah Zarah, page 26b, how are goyim doing bris mila? That's where we ended off last time. It was like about 16 minute ride. It was very enjoyable. And now we're going to continue again. This is based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Hagaon Rav Bel Pavarsky Shlita, maybe my favorite living Rosh Yeshiva. I love Rav Berel. I love his Torahs. It's like a... it's just a party. So he says as follows. And this is in his Sefer Bat Kodesh on Kodshim. In Siman Samach Aleph, Seches Menaches, and he also says this Yisod in Bat Kodesh, Meseches Avodah Zarah, Siman Aleph, that there's a chiluk between the din of Lishma in Get and Sefer Torah, and the din Lishma in Mila. There's a fundamental difference between them. We know that a get requires lishma, and a sefer Torah requires lishma, and mila requires lishma, but there's a difference. And what is the difference? That by get and sefer Torah, the din lishma is a chalos din be'etzem get ve'asefer Torah. That on the etzem get and sefer Torah, there's a din lishma. And the only way it could be a kasher get is it's done lishma. And a sefer Torah only has kedusha if you do it lishma. That's how it gets its kedusha. And on that we say that a goy is mufka from writing lishma. He can't do it even if he wants to, because there's a din that a goy can't have kavana lishma, even if in his mind it's lishma. But he's not in that category, as Reb Chaim explained. Again, this Reb Chaim is in the first parak of Hilchos Tefillin. But that's HaRambam. So, when you have to make a chalos on the etzem get and the etzem sefer Torah, there the goy is mufka. We see in the sugya on Daf Lamed Beis, in Gittin Amed Beis, that it could be that when someone's mefatel a get, he can't be chozer magarish bo. What is this bitl haget that makes that he can't be magarish with the get? Look there in Tosis and the Rishonim. This is a bitl on the chalos din lishma that was said in the get. In the get there was a chalos din lishma, and by being mevatel the get, you're being mevatel the lishma, which is chal on the etzem get. That's one way of understanding the lishma of a get, that it's a chalos on the etzem get, and the bittel is a bittel on the lishma on the get. However, b'din bittel yesh gam lufarish boifin acher, she'ikar achevtze shel haget, v'koach hashgerish in shebo, hu shechol bo toras diburo shel balaksav, a new yisod. That when you have a get, the power of a get to divorce is that the person writing it, it's as if he said it. Like sometimes you read something, you said, so-and-so said. What do you mean he said? He wrote it. But when you write it, it's like saying it. Just like there's a din dibur in the Maisa Kiddushin, when you're Mekadish Bekesef Ubebiya, there's also a din dibur in the get and the shtar. Just the din is that by the writing, that's considered the dibur. The writing is considered the dibur of the baal. Kachu ikur din aget. Shadei shechalbo din dvar baal al gerushin yesh b'zeh koach krisus. So it's like the husband is speaking through the writing on the get, and that's what's kores. So now we can say, if that's correct, that the din bittul is on the etzem dibur shechol baget. Asi dibur, mevatel dibur. The dibur that is being mevatel the get is chal on the dibur that's in the get, because the get is medaber. And memeli can no longer be megarish with it. Now, if there would be no din lishma in the writing of the get, then after he's mevatel the get, then his dibur would be chal again on the get when he wants to be megarish. But since we require ksiva lishma, so eino chozer megarish bo, it loses its lishma, because al yedei debatel min hakoach dibur hakodem v'koach hakritzis shebasu tzarich me'at ksiva lishma. Now I have to write it again lishma. It lost the lishma. This dibur and the get lost the lishma. So what is this? What is this lishma? Is it a lishma in the dibur, or is it a lishma in the cheftz of the get? Those are two possibilities. However, fundamentally speaking, we can definitely say that the din lishma in get is a chalos din in the etzem haget. And even if it's in the dibur and the get, there's a chalos din in the dibur and the get that it's lishma. So there's a chalos on the get. Hashem kein mila, there's no chalos din in the cheftza. All there is a maisa mila. When we say lishma and mila, what do we mean? We say lishma and get is a chalos on the get. You're infusing the get with a lishma. The sefer Torah, you infuse the sefer Torah with the lishma. What's the lishma in a bris mila? Are you infusing the bris with a lishma? In order for it to have a chalos bris, it needs a lishma and mapitam. It's a maisa mila. There's no chalos din on the cheftza. And the one who requires mila lishma, that's a din in the maisa mila of a hechsher mitzvasa. The one who requires mila lishma is because a din in the maisa mila of a hechsher mitzvasa, that's the way you properly do the mitzvah. Should be done by kavana lishma. We need kavana lishma kazeh, the guy is in mufka. What is a goy mufka from? What is an akum mufka from? For making a chalos on the cheftza. For making a chalos on this get that it should be called the get lishma. That he doesn't have the power to do. To make chalosim for us, that he doesn't have the power to do. But if he does a maisa and he has proper kavana that he's doing it lishma, why not? Why can't he have that kavana? He's mushlal from the kavana of being able to make a chalos on the cheftza. Like by get. But when it comes to bris mila, that lishma is a din in the maisa mitzvah. Why can't a goy do that? He can. And therefore, it could be that a goy is mal. Even if you require mila lishma, a goy is mal, even according to Reb Chaim Zisot. That a goy is mufa from lishma, but not from this type of lishma. But now, we have to understand. Asiyas tzitzis, in other words, being told a tzitzis on the beged, that's a maisa kiyum ha-mitzvah. Ve'asu lehem tzitzis. So this is a din in the maisa mitzvah. So if it's in the maisa mitzvah, why not goyim? Then a goy can do it. And therefore there's no raya from the pasuk that pasul's goyim that lishma is not necessary. What did the Rambam want to say? You see lishma is not necessary because why do we have to pasul goyim? Anyway, goyim are mufkaim from lishma. The answer is not from this type of lishma. This type of lishma they can have. And Mamele, you need a pasuk to say that they're excluded from tying tzitzis. Now that we've established that there are two different types of lishma, and maybe a goy isn't mufka from this type of lishma. Lishma the maisa mitzvah, making the tzitzis, is a lishma the maisa mitzvah. Why can't a goy do that? Vadi can. So it appears as follows. We have to go to a Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Tes Amud Aleph. There it says Sukkah Yishan, an old Sukkah, Beis Shammai Poslim, Beis Hillel Machshirim, Beis Shammai Pasels, Beis Hillel's Machshir. Why is Beis Shammai Paseling? Because Sukkah has to be Lishma. Chag Sukkah Tase Lecha, Sukkah Sui L'Shem Chag Beinon. You need a Sukkah L'Shem Chag. Frek the Gemara and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel doesn't hold of the statement that Asam and Akotzim, etc., that if you make tzitzis and you didn't, and the strings are there automatically, Asam and Akotzim, chitim that were ripped when you were weaving the beged, Umen Animim, Umen Agradim. So these are Chutei Tfira, Chutei HaBeged. So these threads that remained, it's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because it was already there and it wasn't Nitla, the Shem Tzitzis. What, a Beis Hillel doesn't hold of that? Beis Hillel, you say that a Sukkah Yishan is okay. Well, you don't hold there's the Lashma by Tzitzis? Says the Gemara. Ki Amrise, Rabbi Yehuda says, when I said this in front of Shmuel, he told me that he's arguing with Rav. And he holds that even if he makes the chutim. Oh, and then the Gemara says, Vaidarvel Menasisim Kshera. What's Menasisim Kshera? Sisim is a long string that's migulgal, that's round like a ball. And it was woven. It was nitva. It was spun. Not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. It's kasher. Why? Because it was tied to the beged l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. And when I said this in front of Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said, he told me, you got it wrong. Because af menasisim na'ami psula. Even menasisim is pasul. Not only are the first three, when you don't hang them properly, l'shma it's pasul. Even if they're not spun, l'shma it's pasul. Alma, if you have that in your girsa, it's machlokas whether it says Alma. Bedabina tviya lishma. The spinning has to be lishma. So what about six sukkah? And the Gemara says, no, there it's different because it says, Kedilin tase lecha l'shem chofcha. By tzitzis, there's a special pasuk. The Gemara says, Abba sukkah is also a special pasuk. There's another pasuk for something else. So Rashi there writes, we're not goyreis Alma. Because if we say Alma, Dabinan Tviya Lishma, that would mean that the Kasha is only according to Shmuel that requires Tviya Lishma. And it's not a Kasha on Rav who requires Asiya Lishma, the tying Lishma, and not the spinning. And according to Rashi, the Kasha is on both of them. As Menasisa Nami Psula, Dabinan Tviya Lishma. So now you have to understand on your own. There's a kasha from both on Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you need to tie it lishma, and Shmuel says you even need to spin it lishma. So why not sukkah lishma? That's Rashi. The Balamor there explains those who are goreis alma that they hold that according to Rav you don't need to see a lishma, and therefore we're only asking according to Shmuel. Ayin Shem and the Balamor. But we'd like to focus on Rashi. Rashi holds that the kasha is from both Rav and Shmuel. Yesh la'ayin biker kushis Rashi legir sezu. Shrei mashi medame begemara plugged into Beis Hillel Beis Shammai b'din suki yashem l'nfiyah b'tzitzis. So why is the Gemara comparing the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel to spinning the tzitzis threads? Because in both cases, you're doing the chefetz lishma. When you make a chefetz de mitzvah, does it require lishma? And that's like a sukkah. Sukkah is like tfiyas tzitzis. When you build a sukkah, it's making a chefetz lishma. When, if it needs lishma, but building a sukkah lishma means that the chefetz has to be lishma. When you spin tzitzis, you're making a chefetz lishma. So that we understand. But tzlias tzitzis babeged, which is Rav's idea that you have to be tole, you have to tie them lishma, and Rashi wants to compare that to building a sukkah lishma. No, tying tzitzis is a maisa mitzvah, because the ikra mitzvah and tzitzis is not the levisha. Levisha is the hanasa. It's tying the tzitzis. There's even a man di amar in the Gemara. We all know tzitzis chovas mana, even kli kufsa. Even if you have a kli that's just sitting in your drawer, azah beged is chayv in tzitzis, because the mitzvah is to make the tzitzis, tliyas tzitzis, and we're wearing tzitzis. Okay, that's hana. But the ikar mitzvah is, you're wearing tzitzis because you have a beged. We need to wear a beged for hana. But the ikar mitzvah is the tying the tzitzis. Even though we paskin that chovas tzitzis is a beged that you're wearing. But in the beged you're wearing, the ikar mitzvah is to tie them. The maisa mitzvah is the tliyah. And the levisha is just your hana. Tosis menachas mem aleph amar aleph. Levisha is lahana asa. Ibazoi, the din lishma, and tliyas tzitzis babeged, L'chora has nothing to do with the lishma in the building of this, in the making of this building of the sukkah. How can you compare doing a maisa mitzvah lishma to making a cheftza of a mitzvah lishma? A cheftza of a mitzvah lishma is because there has to be chal and a cheftza chalos of lishma. And maisa mitzvah is a completely different category. That's just when I'm doing it, I have to have kavana lishma. But there's no chalos on the cheftza, nothing changes in the object. And if that's true, there's no kashi here. According to Beis Hillel, it was machshir b'suka yishana. There's no stira. Beis Hillel's machshir b'suka yishana, because that's a chalos on the cheftza. That's what Beis Hillel doesn't require. But the maisa mitzvah of tzitzis, he requires you do lishma. What's the problem? So why does Rashi understand that even Rav is going to be somehow contradicting Beis Hillel? Talking about apples and oranges. And according to this, the Gemara's Girsa is very good. Alma, that we have in parentheses. So we see, meaning the Kasha is only coming from Shmuel, who argues with the Rav that the Tefiyah is Lishma. So you see that the Asiyas Chefza the Mitzvah Shem Chutim Tzrichim Lishma. The making the strings requires Lishma. Making the Chefza requires Lishma. Like Sukkah should also require Lishma. That's the Gemara's Kasha. We have to understand Rashi. We also have to understand the Baal HaMor doesn't learn this way. He learns that according to Rav, you don't require a Siyah Lishma. Ayin Sham. But maybe the Pshat is that Rav requires a Siyah Lishma, but it has nothing to do with Beis Hillel's Lishma. Rav's Lishma is in the Maisa Mitzvah, and Beis Hillel's Lishma in the Sukkah is in the Cheftza of the Mitzvah. So therefore, this Kash is only from Shmuel, who talks about the Tviyah, the spinning. So therefore, we have to say that it's Muchach. that even the din l'shma and asiyas tzitzis babeged aliba de rav is not a new din that was said in the ma'isa of mitzvah of tzitzis, that there should be kavana l'shma. That be'emes the ikar kiyum mitzvah tzitzis is no different than other mitzvahs. And if so, the din l'shma that we said by time by being told of the tzitzis is midin l'shma that we require in making the cheftza of a mitzvah. It's muchach that it's a din in the cheftza. It's not a din in the gavra, that the gavra has to have this kavana and that's it. It's actually infusing the cheftza with l'shma. And it's not just a ma'isa mitzvah. When you tie tzitzis, it's a ma'isa mitzvah. But the lishma that you're having is on the cheftza. So it's correct that we said that tliyas tzitzis is a guf kiyuma mitzvah, but it's different than sukkah. That by sukkah, the cheftza of the sukkah was finished by building the sukkah, and the yeshiva sukkah is just a ma'isa mitzvah. So to buy matzah, you make the matzah, and then eating it is a ma'isa mitzvah. But by tzitzis, even though tliyas tzitzis bebeged is the etza ma'isa mitzvah, it is also ma'isa gemar v'tikun be'etza ma'cheftza. It is also, it's a mitzvah, but it's also creating a new cheftza. So now there's a, just like you have by, normally, again, in the other two cases, by sukkah, by matzah, you have the creation of the cheftza, and then you have the ma'isa mitzvah. Here they go together. The ma'isa mitzvah is the tying of the tzitzis, and that also is the cheftza of the mitzvah. It's the cheftza of the mitzvah, and the ma'isa mitzvah. It's creating the cheftza. It's creating this object of tzitzis, infusing it with lishma. And it's also a ma'isa mitzvah. Both. And the cheftz of the mitzvah is not finished when you were tova lishma, when you spun the threads lishma. The gemar is when you tie them, you hang them on the garment. Even though it's also a ma'isa mitzvah, it has both. It has the ma'isa and the cheftza. It's a ma'isa mitzvah, and it's creating the cheftza of the mitzvah. And therefore, the din of lishma that was said by Asiyas HaTzitzis is also midin lishma that we require according to Beis Hillel on sukkah, about sukkah. And therefore, the Gemara can ask on Rav from Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is machshir a sukkah even if it's not lishma. So ma pitom that the tzitzis need to be lishma? They're both creating a cheftz of a mitzvah. So what we have here is that it turns out that the way you learn, the way Rashi's learning, is that tying the tzitzis makes a cheftz of a mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara can compare that to sukkah. Why by tzitzis do you need lishma, by sukkah not? Because they're both they're about creating a cheftza shel mitzvah or a cheftza shel mitzvah. So that was awesome. And sweet friends, we are not done. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya, we have a third leg on this journey. Remember that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with just one step. Okay, so we like to be. Follow the rule of Chazal, tefastam ruba lo tefasta, tefastam mua tefasta. It's not good too much at once. That's something it's good to apply to your life many different instances. So we like to pack it in, but keep it not too long. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, after you've digested this, we will hopefully continue and see more and more neflos. Mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.